A little something for the transcendentalists. In an age of fundamentalists. You know what I'm saying? As I look from the earth to the sky to the ocean, it's clear that the doors to the temple stand open. Yet I fear that the oracles of truth unbroken go too often unheard as if unspoken. And therefore the doors seem instead to be closing. But that's a false notion keeping most people frozen. I'm hoping that by exploding all mythological obstacles we can get going. I'm on a motion mission wishing kids would listen, knowing that the temple's merely guarded by a stern condition. Namely that the whole thing is an intuition. You can't get it as a secondhand transmission. I think it's time we forget all those lines in our head and look inside ourselves to find where the divine is instead. We feel the real spirit must reside in our chests. Yet grant divinity the fuel it's denied to the rest. When society just fails to inspire me, I look inside of me to find a free path to divinity. In the symphony of symmetry the universe can send to me, the angels rarely sing about virginity.
So I preach this in the name of sexy Jesus, just to counteract the way we're bound to act. Less golly, then we probably should go round the track. So baby, touch my penis and we'll pray to sexy Jesus and make more love on this bed than any church or temple could attempt to spread.
Hey yo, if God made man in his own image, then God must have been a sexy motherfucker like me. Please excuse the rude language, but I'm trying to say this in a subversive enough way to disrupt your complacence. And so I hasten, impatient to awaken a new conception of God, a different way of praying. I've been struck by the way in which Christ is deified, reified as non-human, asexual image looming over way too many healthy sex-loving creatures. That's why I try to reimagine Jesus. I reached this conclusion one day when my lover touched my penis, and suddenly right in front of me I could see this image of a man so charismatic that he had it. No doubt that such a stud could magnetize the eyes of masses. I could see a few apostles making passes. Never mind all those who forgot they're not to covet neighbor's asses.
So I preach this in the name of sexy Jesus, just to counteract the way we're bound to act. Less golly, then we probably should go round the track. So baby, touch my penis and we'll pray to sexy Jesus and make more love on this bed than any church or temple could attempt to spread.
I ask this question not simply out of rhetoric. We suffer under 2 millennia of moral sediment. If we equate the sacred with the celibate, how can we ever build a properly reflective edifice? If we forget to see the man in God, we'll fail to see the God of man. So that's why I'm on the sexy Jesus plan. I refuse to lose self-esteem by putting God in someone else. The spirit is a universal well. It's all about the way you tell a story, not the facts of it. The truth is too elusive, words are so often inadequate. A lot of so-called holy folks need to check the arrogance on the mission to convert all of the so-called savages. On the average, it's Christians who need to listen to other narratives. So many scores of metaphors exist outside of the Vatican. Still, they push the truth as if some monks could patent it. You'd think those who fund the fallacies could squeeze Jesus' phallus in.
So I preach this in the name of sexy Jesus, just to counteract the way we're bound to act. Less golly, then we probably should go round the track. So baby, touch my penis and we'll pray to sexy Jesus and make more love on this bed than any church or temple could attempt to spread.
One more time.
So I preach this in the name of sexy Jesus, just to counteract the way we're bound to act. Less golly, then we probably should go round the track. So baby, touch my penis and we'll pray to sexy Jesus and make more love on this bed than any church or temple could attempt to spread.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Sexy Jesus.
Sexy Jesus.
Sexy Jesus.
Woo!
Yeah. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I think that kid's on to something.
And history. Which small island was a refuge for cow killers of Western Hispaniola in 16...
Tortuga.
No, Tortuga. Theta, visual question. Look at the monitor. Identify this person.
Halle Berry.
Correct. Geography. What is the term for the bending of rocks without fracturing?
Falling.
Correct. Who said these words? The voice of thy brother's blood.
God.